Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is another wonderful segment of the I Got Something to Say Radio Show, Monday, the 23rd of December, 2013. December is National Bingo Month, Write a Friend Month, Random Acts of Kindness Month, and Home for the Holidays Edition. I am yours truly, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, meaning kind of cute. And I am the hostess for this evening. So we have a wonderful, wonderful show planned for everyone who is listening, cooking, laughing, looking at the NFL, you know, doing everything, wrapping gifts, whatever the case may be, home for the holidays with the I've Got Something to Say radio show is it. But this would not be made possible without the man with the plan, the CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, and my executive producer. Ladies and gentlemen, please govern yourselves accordingly and put your hands together for D-Slate.
Hey, 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 back again for the I Got Something to Say radio show, the Christmas edition. And I'd just like to say, welcome everybody, happy holidays. I really do hope everybody enjoys their holidays. And again, we've got a great show for you guys tonight. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, you're more than welcome. D-Slate, I missed you wholeheartedly. And, you know, all of our listeners, we just wanted to say thank you so, so very much for allowing us to have a platform and for us to be able to give something back. I kind of look at this as a form of community service. You know, we provide people with, right, information. It's edutainment, you know, it's educational, it's entertaining. That's right. You know, I like that term. So, you know, I hope people Wikipedia that, you know, edutainment. I love that. But nonetheless, you know, we're going into 2 years of the I've Got Something to Say radio show next month. So I'm looking forward to having an anniversary show for the show through the D-Hour Show Radio Network. And, of course, it's yours truly's birth month as well. So we're going to have a wonderful show tonight. If you want to get in where you fit in, you can dial 718-766-4553. Or if you're listening by online with your computer, www.blogtalkradio.com/D-Hour Show. D-Slate,
that's right.
We got a wonderful show lined up tonight. Is the ghetto gourmet in the building tonight? Is he coming through?
He's going to be in the building. So just get ready for him because he got a nice little holiday recipe for all my hood fanatics out there. Oh, yeah, he'll be in the building.
I'm ecstatic. We know we haven't talked to the Ghetto Gourmet since like last year, so this is going to be tremendously a treat. And if you're, you know, newly turning into our radio network, one of the highest rated independent shows, and this is no bluff. You know, I don't get residuals or kickbacks or anything, you know, of course, but we are one of the number one rated independent radio shows. I don't like to refer to it as internet radio because that's not true entirely. It's a full-fledged studio. Mr. D. Slate, you know, he's worked very, very arduous and timeless in this field in order to bring a full service, so, you know, production. And stay tuned because, you know, D. Slate has some great things coming your way by way
That's
of telephonically,
right.
Television, audio, visual, and so forth. So let's get right into it. If you're on the East Coast, it's 9 minutes after the hour, 9:09, if you're on the East Coast. And if you're, you know, our friends on the West Coast, I was going to say the West Coast, or, you know, Central, you know, you're 3 hours behind that. So, you know, when we say Happy New Year, it's like, no, not yet. Are we ready?
Happy.
No, not yet. Right. So how's the weather looking, you know, outside of the studio, D. Slate, right now?
Well, I mean, the weather is actually pretty good, you know, where I am. I mean, it's probably about 40 degrees, you know, 45 degrees right now. So, yeah, it's actually pretty decent. It was about 70 degrees earlier. So, you know, it looked to be like it's going to be a warm holiday.
Oh, absolutely. And across the region, you know, it had a variation of, you know, weather schemes, if you will, and patterns, everything from, you know, freezing ice cold weather between northeast to, you know, like 82 degrees in some places. And I'm like, who does that? So, you know, seasons do change. Everyone, you know, spiritually, physically, and literally, okay? So with that being said, you know, I don't want to get into a whole lot, you know, but, you know, I'm the fabulous one, pun intended. D. Slate, tonight we got the fabulous news, famous birthdays and information. We also have the Christmas song of the day, holiday jams, D. Slate knows sports, and he's going to provide us with some scores and news. You know, it was an upset yesterday with, you know, a couple of teams. I won't, you know, call no names, but, you know, New England in the building, of course. Christmas reflections with GB. Did I read that right? GB is going to be in the building?
Oh, my goodness.
Darn the stripes.
Let me get
gosh.
The locks on the door right now.
Right, put the locks on
the
refrigerator
on the right
as
now.
Well. Exactly. Going to have a couple of holiday safety tips for you. Holiday reflections with what? I almost stumbled over my words. Lying LaQuisha? No, GB,
uh-oh.
The Ghetto Gourmet, and Lying LaQuisha? That is a bit much. Wow. And last but not least, we're going to find the balance during the holidays. A lot of people are, you know, struggling with, you know, their emotional wealth, health and wellness, their financial stability or instability, lack thereof. You know,
that's
there's
right.
just so much going on the holidays or during the holidays. So, you know, we're hoping that we're able to brighten up your spot a little bit, kind of jingle your bells, kind of rock around the Christmas tree, and, you know, make sure that, you know, Mommy and Santa, you know, yeah, just give cookies. And, yeah, well, anyways, you know, this is an adult show, so, you know, fill in the blanks, everyone, if you will. But once again,
oh,
if you
right.
want to be a part of the show, I thought that someone else would catch on, but me and D. Slate, we got it. Okay, ha, ha, ha. Right. You make
oh,
sure
yeah.
you give the cookies to Santa, but don't give the cookies to okay, don't worry about it. Well, nonetheless, 718-766-4553. Get in when you fit in. It is Blog Talk Radio, the D Hour Show Radio Network, and the I've Got Something to Say radio show. It is currently 13 minutes after the hour. Let's go ahead and get into our first musical break of the day. It is the Christmas song of the day. Yeah, we're going to bring a little bit of This Christmas, and less than 48 hours, we will be having just that. this Christmas 2013. It's yours truly on the MIC, Miss Fabulous, and the CEO and my producer in the building, Dee Slay. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Let's go. Holiday.
Holla.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, it's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We are back live. It is now currently 20 minutes after the hour, and we are the home of the All Things Sports Yes show. And it comes on, I believe, on Tuesdays, correct, D-Slate?
That is correct. Tuesday evenings, that will be 3:30 Mountain Standard Time, Arizona time. That will be 4:30 Central Time, 5:30 Eastern Time. There it is. All Things Sports,
okay,
right here on the Seattle Radio Network.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, home to Celebrity Thursdays, yours truly, and D. Slate and Ray Cole in the building on Thursday. So definitely tune in to all of our other shows. It is the mastermind, the network of Mr. D. Slate, the program director, CEO, and founder, of course. But today, yours truly, I'm the hostess with the mostest on your radio of the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Yes, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous, call me whatever you want, but just do not forget to call 718-766-4553. We're just coming back off of our first musical break. Yes, this Christmas, the legendary, iconic, epic Donny Hathaway, love, love, love that song. Wasn't really much in the Christmas spirit this year. I don't know. I mean, I didn't even put up a tree, D-Slate, and I was just a little bit troubled in my spirit, all right, about that. Come on now. But I think I'm okay. Okay, you know, nonetheless, I'm believing that the reason for the season, and I think I'm more so focused on that, you know, Christmas has become so commercialized, or to whatever you celebrate, so that's why it's imperative for us to say happy holidays, you know, Kwanzaa, you know, Christmas, it may be no holiday, it may just be an observation or what have you. So whatever the reason or the season, the pause for the cause is, we're wishing you and yours the best, and more good things to come in 2014. How's your holidays going thus far, D-Slate?
My holidays is okay. I mean, I haven't really gotten too much into the spirit but you know, I'm getting there. I'm just hoping everybody enjoys their holiday, and again, I'm looking forward to 2014.
Absolutely, D. You know, and I'm with you on that one. You know, I just wanted to try something a little traditional this year. Not, you know, buying any gifts or, you know, putting up a tree or all the rigmarole and so forth. You know, just the traditional stuff, just a quiet, you know, day, being blessed and being grateful and thankful for all the things that I have and for the person that I am. There are so many people that will wake up or not wake up on the 25th of December. December. You know, some will wake up on the street, some will wake up in shelters, hospitals, EMT, and so on and so forth. So whatever you are and wherever you are in your life, be grateful for that. So I don't mean to preach, you know, but it is the home for the holidays, so we just want to be uplifting and inspirational. Right, Dee?
That's true. Absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, right now, without further ado, we're going to get a little bit into the fabulous news with some famous birthdays and just, that's pretty cool. You know, I don't really have a whole lot, but I just want to, you know, in light of the, you know, the holidays, if you will, because this is the home for the holidays, you know, edition, if you will. So let's get into the birthdays, shall we? The 23rd day of December today is Corey Haim, you know, old school actor. He played in a lot of, like, 80s movies and things of that nature. So happy birthday, Corey Haim. Tomorrow, the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, and most people recognize this is the Eve before Christmas Eve, so it's Christmas Eve Eve. I don't get it. Do you, D-Slate?
Christmas Eve Eve?
This is Christmas Eve Eve. Yeah. Okay. Born on the 24th day of December, Ricky Martin. Right. His birthday is tomorrow. And then Ryan Seacrest. I love Ryan Seacrest. He is like the hostess with the mostest. Well, I'm the hostess with the mostest, but he's the host with the most. Okay, I guess I can say that. And on Christmas Day, my homegirl from Eurythmics from the UK, Annie Lennox's birthday is on Christmas. And, you know, also my resources may be incorrect because they also say that Sissy Spacek's birthday is on Christmas. I have to research that. And Barbara Mandrell.
Wow.
Yeah, that's old school right there. But I want to say happy belated birthday to one of the D-Hour Show's radio's famous family. She's iconic. She's beautiful. She was the it girl of the 70s. And she's like my mentor and my big sister. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say happy belated birthday yesterday to Bernadette, a.k.a. Thelma Evans Stainis, who turned the very lovely, beautiful, don't look a day past 35. She turned 60 yesterday. You go, Thelma. You talk about dynamite, girl. Dynamite, you still looking good. Yeah, turning heads and stopping traffic. All right. And also for December, yes. Hey, now. For December the 23rd, today is Roots Day. I don't know how to take that. It's Roots Day, like R-O-O-T-S. Now, that can go one of two ways, like you get the heebie-jeebies and you start working. I'm kind of scary. I'm scary. What about you, Dee?
Okay. I'm not scared. I just kind of feel like, maybe I need to, just start preparing for Black History Month for some reason. I don't know.
Right. Instead of singing Christmas carols, it's like Mama say, Mama say, Mama kusa, Mama say, Mama say, Mama kusa. Yeah, we're just crazy. We really are. Little cray cray. Okay, on the 24th, tomorrow is National Chocolate Day. I'm gonna leave that alone, and I'm gonna move right along. And also National Eggnog Day. Right. And
okay,
then the 25th. You can? Okay. All right. Cool. So the 25th is Happy Birthday, Jesus. Happy Birthday. Okay. So it's Christmas on the 25th. And it's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. Now, listen up. For the 10 classic Christmas songs that are preferred, within that lineup for R&B Christmas music, Santa Claus is Coming to Town is rated one of the most popular R&B Christmas songs of all time, along with Santa Baby performed by Eartha Kitt. Silent Night is one of the highest ranking ones performed by The Temptations, and The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. And every year, every Christmas, Luther Vandross. And I used to say Vandross, but, that's incorrect. R.I.P. to Luther. Now, the mystery tipper has been identified. This is pretty cool, D-Slate. a generous mystery tipper who has been leaving waitresses and waiters across the country, you know, these enormous, enormous tips. And then they have a stamp with @ tips for Jesus handle. He's been identified as the PayPal vice president. How cool is that? So on a $110 bill, right, get this, it was a $7,000 tip left on a $2,995 check. And then there was another $2,000 tip left on a $215 meal and a $5,000 tip left on a $214 meal. Can you say ching? Yeah, that's awesome. And it's, yeah, it's really been going around. It's pretty cool. But a $7,000 tip. Imagine that. How cool is that, if that is the case being? So last but not least, for the Fab Fabulous News, you know, we're coming up a couple of days shy of the closing of 2013. There's been a lot of things that have taken place this year in particularly. But ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you continue to support the D-Hour Show Radio Network, from our family to your family, it is the I Got Something to Say Radio Show, the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We're wishing you a very happy holiday, and we hope that you have a very prosperous new year. It is the Fabulous News. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous. Oh, I'm so fab. Pun intended.
Pun intended.
That's pretty cool. All right, the time is now 30 minutes after the hour. And we're going to keep things moving like U-Haul, if you can hear me clap twice. If you're on Facebook, we want you to dial in. Thank you very much. And D-Slate, by the way, you look very, very nice this evening. I like your ugly sweater. That's nice. That's
well, you
chill.
Know, I do what I do. Yeah, I appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate, Nance. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you know, really, really popular. People are having ugly sweater, ugly Christmas sweater competitions that are really literally raking in the dough. Did you know that?
Yeah, because Christmas sweaters are some of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
Wow. They even have a person here on the East Coast that actually makes this, get this, this is her extra income. She makes ugly sweaters. So when people participate in these competitions or, you know, little events and things of that nature, you know, she hooks it up. I think that's pretty cool, but okay. Let them use you, girl. Let them use you. Woo, if you like it, I love it. All right, 31 minutes after the hour. 31 minutes after the hour. And also, there have been some really, really great movies that have come out for the holidays. I'm understanding that Medea's Christmas took the box office by storm. It didn't really, really bring, you know, number one slot, but it did very well for the box office for the opening weekend. So, you know, congratulations to Tyler Perry and much success, you know, longevity, as you are one of my favorite filmmakers and playwrights and just entertainers in general. Yeah. Have you been to the movies lately, D?
No, I haven't got a chance to really see anything yet.
Okay.
But I want to.
Okay. Well, I've seen The Best Man Holiday like twice, and I think I'm kind of punishment from seeing that. And I was going to try to check out Mandela, rest in peace, you know, very iconic, influential, and, you know, the world has lost truly, truly a man of greatness. But the spirit lives on. Idris Elba, I'm telling you, from my understanding, it's in select theaters now. However, on Christmas, it opens up everywhere. They said that movie is a must-see, a must-see. So definitely, hopefully, yeah, definitely, I'm going to try to check that out. I don't have any emergency 911 plans on Christmas, but I'm going to use my gift and use my eyes and check out something that's going to be, you know, monumental. The giving continues. It is 33 minutes after the hour, 33 minutes after the hour. I think, you know, we're going to get into another musical break. What you think, D?
I think so.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen of the D-Hour Radio Network, you know, if you like math, if you like math, okay? So 1 plus 1 is 2, and 2 plus 2 is 4, and this is definitely going to be for you. So if you love math, you're certainly going to love this new song by Algebra Blissette. Nobody But You by Algebra Blissette. She is off the charts, literally, as she's preparing for the release of one of her new musical projects. It is the I've Got Something to Say radio show, Dee Slate, Miss Fabulous on your radio. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here, and we'll be back on the home for the holiday segment. Yeah.
Holiday.
Holiday.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680-90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzzed driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzzed driving, because buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
We're back live. It is 39 minutes after the hour, 39 minutes after the hour. Thank you, President Obama, encouraging our youth to stay in school. Drinking and driving is definitely, bus driving is drinking and driving. So if you can't speak it, you can't walk it, don't grab those keys. Also, 50 Cent talks about hunger amongst our nation. Don't just give during the holidays. Remember 365 reciprocation of our brothers and sisters who are in greater need, who are in need
That's
better
right.
than yourself. You know, of course, right, D. Slate? Sometimes we think
That's
that,
right.
you know, we're in desperate, you know, ways or desperate means, and there is someone else that's doing a lot worse than you. So, you know, keep our brothers and sisters and the homeless definitely in your prayers and thoughts throughout this holiday season. And for our musical
Absolutely.
Selection, yes, Nobody But You. I love that song. I've always been a fan of Algebra. I think, Boss Man, you said something to the effect you were going to try to get Algebra on our network at some point, maybe next year.
I mean, I got quite a few surprises for you, PJ,
mm-hmm.
for your show for next year. Algebra, I'm just going to run a few names. Algebra, Angie Stone, you know, Selena Johnson. It's a few of them. So, you know, so I got quite a few coming for 2014 for the I Got Something to Say show. So it's going down. It's going down. Not quite like a prostitute, but it's going down. It's going down.
That is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. D, guess who is in the studio right now? Lion LaQuisha. Who does that?
Hey, Pro Elliot. Hey, D Slate Brooks. What's going on? This Lion LaQuisha on your radio. And you were talking about Angie Stone. That is my cousin on my mom and sister, uncle, baby daddy side and all of that. I want to say to all of my friends and all of my boot jakes, you know, I want to get my rent and stuff painted, my nails and my hair done and everything like that because Barack is my cousin. What?
LaQuisha, how do you spell Angie's last name?
Angie, her last name is C-O-N-E. Angie Stone.
Yeah, you don't know no Angie.
This is my cousin. That's my mama. My mama and her mama are play cousins. What is you talking about?
I'm pretty sure they spell Stone with a C, but okay.
But and the Rocks and Michelle and Nia and Sasha, they're my cousins too. And the dog named Bo. Listen, D, listen. Guess what my mama told me that was my cousin too? Willie Nelson. Girl, I mean, you're a boy. Boy, that is my cousin. What is Bo on it? What is she doing? She's supposed to be dying my hair with Kool-Aid. What, you got me a Christmas gift book?
Sure.
Hey, I got something to say, show people. I'm sucking up for Jolly Ranchers, and I got the candy cane time. And I got to get off the studio. Hey, I'm on the radio. I want to give some shout-outs real quick. Hold on. I got time to do some shout-outs. Do you say?
Yes, Miss Lane, Miss Lyon, I mean LaQuisha.
Yeah, because my mama also told me that
Bob Hope and what's that girl name that play on the show, the Jake, Keisha not playing that, they my cousins too. So when I went to the store, I was walking around the store, I'm going to get my shout-outs in a minute. I found a $100 bill, and then I just put it in my pocket, and I walked around. I was like, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I sure did. And the girl was like, that's my money. I was like, you just lying. That's my money. Because the Lord just blessed me. But anyway, let me get my shout-out so I can keep it moving. All right, I need to give a shout-out to Lil James and Samaj in there on the corner. And I also like to give a shout-out to D-Slate and to the family. I need to give a shout-out to my girl, Tony Jackson. Hey, could you do your thing, folks? And then I like to give a shout-out to all the people.
You ain't got
to
shout me out.
I got a PS5, and I got a 6 phone. It was the orange 6 phone. They didn't have no more Apple's number 5, so they gave me a number 6 orange phone. It is cute. But anyway, we're going to give one more shout-out to that line boy that told myself we were going together and all of that stuff. But Santa Claus is real, and I got a lot of presents underneath my tree, and I don't need none of that. And one thing about it, I got something to say.
Yes, you do. Oh, the lion in the world. Oh.
Right. Is Lion Lucretia, is she gone?
I mean, that's too. Yeah, please. Oh. I just escorted her out, you know what I'm saying? She outside lying. She lied more than a crack addict. And you know crack addicts do a lot of lying. So.
Wow. Did she say Barack disrespecting the president?
I felt like she said Barack to me. I didn't know The Rock was the president. I thought it was Barack, but, you know.
Wow. Yeah, who does that? Wow. Okay. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen of the Hour Show Radio Network, the I've Got Something to Say show, we constantly have visitors, you know, from all walks of life. So, you know, we don't turn anywhere around, anyone away, should I say. We like people to be able to express themselves freely. So with that being said, what did you say, D-Slate?
I said, looks like we got a caller on the line.
Oh, we do? All right. Okay, who's the caller?
Let's bring them in.
Okay.
Caller, you are on the I Got Something to Say show. Hold there to be.
Hello, family. Merry Christmas. It's CK.
Oh, my God. Hey, CK.
Uh-oh. Is it CK in the building?
All
right. The one and only.
CK, what's going on?
I don't know what's going on. I was listening outside to that line of creature, and then y'all just threw her out and let her out there with me. And I didn't appreciate that too much, you know.
She's
talking about how the I didn't know if she's saying the Barack or the Rock or Ludacris, somebody was her cousin.
Lion is very contagious. We got to get her the hell up out of here.
We just hope for 2014 that she can tell the truth for once.
Tell the truth for once.
She got to start off knowing how to tell truth. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you. Wow. So
and then she walk around the
huh? Why are you defending Lion Lucretia, Charming? Kind of Charming King, CK. Why are you defending her?
Oh, I'm not defending her at all. I just want to know why did you all leave her out there in the studio with me?
Because.
I'm like,
she'll blend in with the rest of the crack addicts out there, you know, so, I mean, I'm just saying, though, you know.
CK, did you see the outfit that she had on, D-Slate and CK? Did you see
the outfit? Yeah, the pants with all the L's on them.
Oh, my goodness.
Did she say that she was wearing the
Whitney Houston? Who does that?
I didn't know that there was 3 L's in Lucretia. I didn't know that either. Apparently, she
didn't
think so. But, you know, hey.
I I don't know either. And then she told me that Tina Turner was her auntie cousin, and with the way she rocked her hair, I'm like, really?
I think she meant Dina Turner. She meant Dina Turner, not Tina.
Wow. But nonetheless, welcome, CK. How have you been?
I've been good. How are you all been?
We've been good, bro.
Yeah.
I see
wow.
You all been holding me down for my absence. I missed you all. I miss everybody online.
We can't
wait for you to join the family again.
Yes.
Oh, I looked for 2014 to make that happen. So
right.
we work that out.
We must.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I was kidnapped and brought to the studio, you know, by some ugly guy with a white beard and a red suit and these ugly little brain beards that thought they could fly. And I'm like, where are we going? He told me that somebody by the name of Ghetto Gourmet had requested I come to the studio. So I was like, I'm not
going. Well, you know, the Ghetto Gourmet, he does it like that. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm pretty sure the reindeer wasn't reindeer. They was probably German shepherds with some really messed up looking ears. You know, I mean, ain't no telling with him. Ain't no telling.
Wow. That is very, very interesting, to say the least. Well, you know, can you hang out with us for a little bit? I'm sorry, can you hang out with us for a little bit? CK?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I am so, so ecstatic and glad, and I'm sorry that you were kidnapped or adult napped, or can you be kidnapped as an adult? Is that possible? Like people say, I was kidnapped. Can you be right?
Just
an adult.
Just doing. Please, just keep me in the studio. I don't want to be outside with that lion Lucretia right now.
Please. Oh,
anything
no.
But that.
For goodness'
Thank
sake,
you.
No. No, we're trying to have a silent night here. Well, not too silent because, you know, we do want to jingle some bells and we want to rock around the Christmas tree, but what we don't want, for goodness sake, is Lion Lucretia to get back in here because, you know, if Lion Lucretia's in here, we know who's going to be forthcoming soon.
Oh,
GD.
Goodness.
So let me not talk that up.
I know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got CK in the building, our family. He's going to join us for the rest of the evening, hopefully, or for a little bit, of course. So we got D Slay, Miss Fabulous, and CK on your radio. But before we go into another musical break, let me give a couple of holiday safety tips, CK and D Slay, for those listening, audience, if you're putting up your Christmas trees or if you've already put them up, you know, right around Thanksgiving or Halloween, it seems like everything comes out Christmas-wise, holiday-wise, you know, in October. It used to be around November, but now it's October. And as we progress all of time, we're going to probably be seeing Christmas stuff come out like in the 4th of July. I'm being facetious, but, you know, nonetheless, decorating safety, never use lighted cameras. Wow, that was a
all
Friday
right.
Slim.
There it is, lighted cameras.
Right,
wow.
I can't tell them everything. Tell us how you really feel, poetic. Well, okay, never use lighted candles near trees, curtains, drapery, because it can potentially be flammable. That is good information. Definitely stand your tree away from fireplaces, radiators, and other heating resources. Make sure that the tree does not block foot traffic or doorways. Avoid placing breakable tree ornaments or ones that are small, detachable parts, or lower on the branches where small children and pets can reach them. Turn off all lights on trees and decorations when you go to bed, and when you leave the house. Make certain that you unplug all extension cords when they are not in use. And lastly, when displaying outdoor lights, fasten them firmly to a secure support and install them with staples or hooks to avoid wind damage. That's pretty good. Also, never nail, tack, or stress wire with hanging lights. Plus, keep plugs away from the ground and puddles of water.
really, really good information for his decorating safety, for holiday safety tips. Going to be bringing a couple of more, you know, holiday hosting food safety tips, winter, you know, vehicle preparation. Yeah.
Well, I like that. I appreciate that. I think that's very, very helpful tips. And like PJ said, again, just make sure you don't light no candles around those Christmas trees. Now, unless it's one of those trees you want to be lit, you want to light up. If it's a tree that you got to light up, then you do what you have to do, you know what I mean? GB going to be coming in the studio, so I need to light something up, because damn.
Please, I help you.
Interesting. And put your lighters up, okay. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, we are on your radio, radio. It is the home of Celebrity Thursdays on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Board of Justice, D-Slate CEO in the building, and our social, yes, social light, and our brethren forever and ever is in the studio with us, CK. You know, we don't want you to go nowhere. Are we going to bring Poetic's holiday picks to you, going to give a little bit of voice to men, let it snow, and then soon after that, some Santa Claus is coming to town with the Jackson 5. It's CK, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous on your radio. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here, and we'll be right back.
Let's go. I'm going to say, hey, Dave. Hello.
Don't say hello, hello. How'd you know?
I'm Hi, this is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now hopefully my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore. So please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hi, we're back live. Yes, 3 minutes after the hour. 3 minutes after the hour. We're just coming back from Poetic's Holiday Picks. We kicked it off with a little bit of Let It Snow with Boys to Men, one of my all-time holiday favorites. And you just heard Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5. I miss Michael Jackson. I tell you, my heart is heavy. But you know what? He lives on in our musical. Yes, it is I, the fabulous one, on your radio, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, not like the movie with two Ks. We also have Dee Slate in the building, CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, as well as
That's executive producer.
Yes, and we have our brother in the building, go, CK, go.
That's so goofy. Go.
Go.
That's going to be stuck in my head. Like, your bill is $17.54. I'm going to be like, go.
I know that's going to
Right. That's going to be your theme music. You just run a red light. Go, go, go. I'm bugging in the studio. Now, last year, our thing was, our inside joke was 7:55. Now, remember that, y'all? It's our Chinese alarm clock. 7:55. Right, now this year, our mantra is go, go, go. Okay. And we're going to keep it moving. Like you, Hall, if you can hear me in Radioland, clap twice. If you can hear me in Radioland, clap twice. Okay, a little delayed, but I love it. I love it. If you love it, I like it. Yes, we're going to have a wonderful remaining show for you on tonight. If you're wrapping gifts, if you're wrapping Rapper's Delight, if you're, you know, with your boo, I'm kind of jealous because I, well, we're having a good time in the studio on tonight. We're going to just let that go. Go, go, go. We're going to have a great Sunday. Right, go. If you're cooking. And if you're just doing all types of festive things, yeah, my imagination is wandering right about now. I already asked D. Slate. So, CK, how's your holidays going thus far? CK?
Being on the beat, holidays, Thanksgiving was wonderful, and then the day after was my birthday, so I was like, cool.
Happy belated.
Thank you. The holidays, I don't know, it's getting worse every year. I said excuse me to a lady at the store today, and she wouldn't even move. I'm like, really? And a lot of these getting busier and busier, and it's getting hectic. So I had to do some shopping early, so tomorrow I don't want to be in the store. But once it's all over, everybody died down, and everybody say excuse me, and somebody moved in. But for now, I guess it's just going to be hectic for now.
Wow. It's interesting that you mentioned that because, you know, this is supposed to be a time of giving and sharing and festivities and things of that nature. But, you know, as before you came into the studio, CK, you know, D-Slate and our listening audience, we were discussing, you know, so I say we because it's a group thing, and we were discussing that holidays are not necessarily what they used to be. It used to be traditional family, you know, peace, getting together, help your neighbors with their groceries, you know, just, you know, the jingle bells, the red Salvation Army bells are ringing. Now everything is hustle and bustle. You know, everything is electronic. There's no more conversation at the dinner table. Everyone's texting, you know, everybody's about the toys and everything else. Yes, granted, Christmas should be for the children. Yes, granted, it should be about giving, but we have to remember the reason for the season to whomever, you know, or to whatever you, you know, observe or your religious affiliations. By any means necessary, we're not trying to convert you to a specific, you know, way of thinking. However, semicolon, I would like to add that we just have to get back to basics, you know, and I don't know how you feel about that, D-Slate and CK, but for me, this is the first of, you know, all of my years of living that I have not put up a Christmas tree and I did not purchase any gifts this year. You know, basically what I want to do is just kind of, you know, meditate and, you know, just have a simple meal and just be able to relax my mind, body, and spirit and just prepare to usher in, you know, 2014. And if I want to give a gift on the 27th, you know, 2 days after, you know, what society deems as right or Christmas, I will do so. But, you know, I'm just going to have a chill mode and just enjoy having breath in my body. D-Slate, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that everybody, excuse me, I think that everybody, I think that everybody has, you know, great Christmases. Everybody has bad Christmases. Everybody looks at Christmas a little differently. Everybody's happy about it. Some people, it's not a big deal. I think that, you know, even like for myself, this is probably not one of my better Christmases. You know, I'll probably have to admit. You know, last year was a great Christmas. This year, not so much. But you know, I'm like PJ. You know, I'm just happy, you know, being alive. I'm happy, you know, my family's alive and safe, and you know, I'm happy that they're enjoying it. But this year, it's not really, you know, as festive for me, you know, as it usually is. But again, you know, I'm ready for 2013 to be over, and I'm looking forward to 2014.
Mm-hmm. CK, your thoughts?
Well, I was saying that, you know, Christmas is for the children, yeah, it is also overrated, but to see a child smile when they wake up that morning to open a present of something they've been wishing for all year or for the last few months is cool, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm a big kid too, so, you know, like, I look for my laptops, my tablets, my game systems, or hell, I take a new TV or a new car. So, you know, those things are fine for me, but the season is supposed to be about caring and sharing. And I just think that a lot of times it just gets out of range. It's like, I would not be in a line fighting in a shoe store over some Jordans that came out over 20 years ago, for one.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. When costing all that money when it could have been something for a bill or something much more promising.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I have to agree with both, you know, the two of you, D-Slate as well as CK. You know, it's a happy smorgasbord of thoughts, you know, collectively. And just for me, like I say, you know, I was able to, you know, pay my bills, and I was able to purchase groceries just to have a simplistic dinner, you know, not a traditional one, but whatever I want to cook. Hey, if I want jerk chicken, I want a lasagna, I want some brownies, I want to just lounge around all day and mess my hair up and just watch, you know, the Christmas Story like 10 times. I want to be able to do that, you know, in a comfortable setting, in a comfortable atmosphere without any recourse. So there you have it, you know, ladies and gentlemen, however you choose to celebrate, be it with friends and family, if you choose to celebrate it with yourself, if you choose not to celebrate that, but Kwanzaa, you know, Hanukkah, whatever your preference is, we want you to do it at your very, very best. And again, for our brothers and sisters who are currently in, you know, homeless shelters or displaced or put in situations, our men and women who are serving this country, you know, that are on, you know, various lines, you know, we want to just say salute you to, you know, being able to support us so we are able to have these extended amenities, you know, afforded to us because of your sacrifice. So nonetheless, it is Miss Fabulous D. Slate and CK on your radio. We're talking about what Christmas means to me, how the holidays or home for the holidays, how, you know, one is affected, you know, and just made some very, very interesting points. So I am going to take notation of that, and we hope that you are too. A lot of people are watching the game. A lot of people are, you know, wrapping last-minute gifts. They're in lines right now. But if you're tuning in and you're listening to us, nonetheless, we really greatly support you, and we appreciate your support to us. And we look forward to bigger and better things in 2014 as we continue to move forward. And so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we want to take the time to introduce to you the man that not only knows a little bit about it, but I'm telling you, he knows, and the operative word is knows. Ladies and gentlemen, D. Slate knows sports. Let's get it in.
Yay!
Well, we are back again to let you guys know what went down, because it went down. Trust me, it went down over this weekend. Week 16, NFL weekend. There was a record that was broken this weekend by the one and only Mr. Peyton Manning. Most touchdowns in a single season for a quarterback. He passed Tom Brady. I know some people probably don't want to hear that, but, yeah, he passed Tom Brady. As a, you know, he's probably going to go down as probably one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. But we're going to go ahead and get down to it. There were some shockers this weekend, huge shockers this weekend. The playoff picture is looking really skimpy right about now. But we're going to go down, and I'm going to go ahead and break it down to you the best way I can. It goes down. And it started off this Sunday when the Buffalo Bills faced the Miami Dolphins in Buffalo. It was Dolphins and Hot Wings. I really don't know how that's going to go together, but let me just break it down to you. Buffalo Bills gave the Miami Dolphins a real bad whooping, almost made the Dolphins into a tuna. It was 19-0. Dolphins didn't score a damn point. We're going to go ahead and kick it to Malou, move down to Carolina, with a Panthers face. And I don't know what's going on with the Saints. They ain't looking like Saints right now. They looking like busters. But the Carolina Panthers did some whooping 17-13. Then we go to Washington, where the Redskins faced off against the Cowboys, and Tony Romo was able to pull it out in the end with a last-minute touchdown to give the Cowgirls, I mean, I'm sorry, Cowboys an edge to win the game 24-23. Then we go to St. Louis to the Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where the Rams trap the Buccaneers 23-13. We go to the Jets. We go to Cleveland. And I'm going to tell you right now, it was nothing but airline airplane smoke and the color brown. I really don't know, you know, what you might want to think about that. But, I mean, again, you know, it goes down like that every time the Jets get out on the field. And the Jets were able to pull it out 24-13. We go to Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium. The Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck and the boys was able to give the Kansas City Chiefs a whooping 23-7. We go to Cincinnati, Washington, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Bengals gave the Vikings a straight, I don't know why you come in my room and look in my drawer taking my clothes, whooping 42-14. We go down to Texas to Houston, and the Texans is looking really horrible because Peyton Manning, the man that broke the touchdown record, beat down the Texans 37-13. We go to Jacksonville, the Titans, the Jaguars, and the Titans was able to pull it out 20-16. Then we go to Seattle, Arizona, the Seahawks was the number one team going into the NFC. They might still be the number one team, but they're not looking too good because the Seahawks was able to pull it out a loss because the Arizona Cardinals gave them 17-10 right there in Seattle. The Lions, oh my goodness, the Giants is back to win, even though it's too late, but they beat the Lions 23-20. We go to Baltimore, the Ravens, the Patriots, and Clam Pound, Bean Pound, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots gave the Ravens a whooping they'll never forget, 41-7. We go to Cheese Town, Green Bay, the Steel Town Steelers. Now, that game right there was a game for the ages because it was nothing but a shootout out there in Green Bay. It was steel and cheese all over the place. But the Steel Town was able to pull it out 38-31. We go to San Diego. Chargers, Lightning Bolt, Raiders. The Lightning Bolt Chargers was able to stun the Raiders 26-13. Then we go to the worst whooping of the NFL Week 16. The Philadelphia Eagles facing off against my hometown, the Chicago Bears. Who would have thought an eagle would beat the hell out of a bear? I would have never guessed it unless the bear was gay. I really don't know. But the Eagles was able to pull out an incredible win, 54-11. You heard what I said, 54-11. It's almost like the Eagles went and told on the Bears, and the Bears' mama came out there and whooped every last one of them because it was all bad. It was all bad in the NFL. That's my news. The Atlanta Falcons is facing the San Francisco 49ers right now. It's halftime. It's 10-10. Oh, yeah, this is deep place. Get ready for the playoffs. It's coming real soon. Back to you, CJ. Back to you.
OMG. I'm telling you, I always look forward to that segment of the show. It is most entertaining. You get your scores, and, of course, you always get your comic relief. Thank you, D-Slate, for putting a smile on my face as a news observer and as a sports lover. I'm telling you, you get the boast of both worlds. You get the best of both worlds. So thank you for that again. It is now 19 minutes after the hour on your radio. It is CK, Miss Fabulous, D-Slate in your building, and we're home for the holidays. Yes, we want you and yours to enjoy to the fullest two days, less than 40 hours before we will be adorned with celebrating the holidays, to whatever you choose. So we're going to keep things moving, of course. I want to let you all know of something that I found out in my hometown of Massachusetts. I believe it was Boston, but it may have been another common pot of Massachusetts. The lovely, very talented, beautiful, no homo, but beautiful Beyonce was seen in Walmart. Did you all hear about that, D-Slate and CK?
I think I did hear a little something about that. She was, because it was something about she went to Target and they didn't have her music there or something like that, so she went to Walmart.
Exactly. She went to Walmart, and not only did she go there, but she was promoting, you know, herself entitled CD. Like, we never saw that coming. Never, ever. I wouldn't have never in a million moons, blue or, you know, otherwise colored, would have seen that release. But nonetheless, she also gave out, get this, $750 gift cards to the people that were in Walmart at the time of her presence.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that a huge, huge, you know, great grace of philanthropy? I mean, you know, totally honestly, I don't care what they say about Jay-Z and Beyonce. Your personal opinions are like cell phones. For the most part, everyone has one. So, hey, you know, there you have it. But I want to say respectfully, as a fan of the both of them, I wanted to say truly they're an exceptional couple. I think I love the way they give back, you know, to the community. And truly, honestly, they're incredibly talented. So they are doing their thing. If I should ever be so lucky and be so honored, well, let me rephrase that, back it up. If someone would be so lucky and honored to have the camaraderie of a, you know, gifted queen such as myself, you know, that's what you need. You need a team that's going to build and support one another. So Jay and Beyonce, you keep doing what you're doing in light of whatever people may say. You just keep doing it. You know, what are your thoughts on that, CK? For just, you know, her promoting her product, but she didn't have to do what she did in lieu of that.
Well, I call it hard work. I call it determination and dedication. It's funny you brought up how her business style is. You know, when her new album dropped, and then she's been touring, and with the new album, it came with all these different videos. And I said a few years ago, I said right after Michael Jackson had passed, I said, Beyonce is the female Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But now, and I look at the business, where I said 4 years later, she is the female Michael Jackson in the 21st century. The reason I say that is because she's doing a lot of things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And when he dropped out, you didn't know it. And when he did, you were, like, shocked and you were surprised. And then she's doing exactly the same thing. She's very smart about what she's doing. With Jay-Z being her husband, she gives her pointers. She may give him pointers. And it's, like you said, it's teamwork. So I do commend them. I do commend them both. As, you know, from one artist to another, I commend them both. And, hey, we got a lot of those team players like Will and Jada, Beyonce and Jay-Z. I don't know about, say, Kanye and Kim Kardashian, but, you know, I'm going to leave that one alone. But anywho, but yeah, I give those props. I give those props to them.
Absolutely. Your thoughts, D?
Well, excuse the cough. You know, I know GB's going to be here. I was lighting up some trees. But, no, what I wanted to say was I just wanted to say that TJ was being really nice. And I think that was, you know, because that's the kind of wonderful person that she is. You know what I mean? I think Beyonce was incredible for doing that. She's an incredible humanitarian for giving out gifts like that at her present. You know, she was out there, spur of the moment, you know, promoting the thing. She went to Walmart, gave out, you know, the gift cards. I think that's incredible, especially around the holidays. But, you know, PJ maybe, you know, made a point, you know, because she's incredibly polite like that, like saying that everybody has some kind of crazy opinion about it. You know, just like, you know, everybody has an opinion, you know what I mean? But right now I'm going to introduce a new character on the I Got Something to Say show, which is TJ's interpreter, Bucky. He's her interpreter. He's her anger interpreter. Bucky, what did you think about what PJ said about people's opinion? Well, let me tell you something. She was being real nice. Yeah, everybody do have an opinion. Let me tell you something, okay? Keep your dumbass opinion to yourself, okay? We ain't got no time for that, all right? Keep your damn opinion to yourself. We don't want to hear that. Ain't no such thing as a stupid question. Yes, it is, you fool. Keep your opinion to yourself. That's what we trying to say, okay? Bucky, appreciate that. Appreciate you interpreting what she was really trying to say. So go ahead, calm down. We got some food in the lounge room. You go ahead and take care of that. Okay, man, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Wow. Go, go, go. Wow. Bucky, he is very...
I was Bucky, the anger interpreter.
Yeah, he's colorful. He's exciting. Go, go, go. Yeah, exactly. Right. If you're just tuning in, I like him. I hope he stays around for a while. I really do like him. I do.
Absolutely.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is D. Slay, CK, Miss Fabulous on your radio, home for the holidays, and definitely speaking of home, we are the D. Hour Show Radio Network, home of Celebrity Thursdays. So tune in each and every Thursday. You never know who from the national realm, athlete, comedian, rapper, whoever is going to be on your radio, of course. So 2014 is going to be bringing about great things and bigger and better things. So for us, we salute you at full staff for supporting us. So nonetheless, we're going to keep things moving. And I'm going to take another Holiday Jams break right now. Going to bring a little bit of Someday at Christmas by Stevie Wonder and my favorite, not the favorite, but one of my favorite Christmas songs. Of course, I love Stevie Wonder, but Sleigh Ride by TLC. So don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here on your radio. If you leave, we're going to feel a little bit intimidated and offended because, you know, we're staying home. We're home in the studios. We got Double H, you know, Chicken, Kool-Aid. We're just doing it up big with Lion LaQuisha, Bucky, GB, Ghetto Gourmet. You don't know who is going to come by. But nonetheless, keep it locked right here. Don't go nowhere. It's Holiday Jams, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, CK, we got it going on. Jingle your bells and rock around the Christmas tree. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Yeah, you don't know who's going to come by. That don't mean your lazy ass needs to come by here. Well, Bucky. Okay, relax, man. Relax.
Keep it away.
Bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be But someday at Christmas time, someday at Christmas, we'll see a land with no hungry children, no empty hands. One happy morning, people will share a world where
you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
We are back live on your radio, yes, 36 minutes after the hour, just coming out of our Holiday Jams radio set. We just kicked off with Someday at Christmas by the iconic Stevie Wonder, traditional, you know, Christmas music, and then we just followed up a few minutes ago with A Sleigh Ride by TLC, Rest in Peace, Left Eye. I mean, definitely, we're having a ball. D-Slate, CK, yours truly, Miss Fabulous, on your radio, the D-Hour Show Radio Network, home to ATS, All Things Sports, that normally airs on Tuesdays. So definitely check your local listings. And always, you can catch us on www.blogtalkradio.com/D-Hour Show for any of our times and respective days in which any of our shows air on the radio network. Blog Talk Radio, we thank you so very much for partnering up with us. Stay tuned in the near future for more things to come with the Be Our Show Radio Network. Our CEO, founder, D. Slate, he's doing some enormous things. CK is one of our personalities. Shout out to Charlie Baltimore, Poetic Lace, Lamont Ferguson. Who else do we have on the radio network, D?
C. Miller, Big Mike from the ATS All Things Sports Show, Brock Gunny, RC from Nod Your Head Wednesday, Ray Cole and No Reason from Indie Up Saturday, you know, and just many, many, many others, you know, coming up, you know, myself, CK, CJ. I mean, we got some crazy things happening and some great things happening for the new year coming up. So just be on the lookout for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so very much for that. And we know that you all are busy tightening up, you know, looking at your list and checking it twice and so forth. So nonetheless, you know, definitely you can always check out our shows on the Encore status. And, you know, you can promote numbers that way because we want to continue to be in the lineup of bringing you great, great, great programming. So that is the mission of our CEO, D. Slate, that has just spoken, as well as yours truly and all of our other personalities that are involved with this great, great movement. Okay, so
I said it looks like we got another caller on the line.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Who do we have on the line? Go.
If I'm not mistaken, I think this is a reunion tonight because I think this is our brother, Mr. Al Norfolk, in the building.
A special guest on the show. What's good, yo? How you feel?
Hey,
what's good?
What's good, man? Merry Christmas to everybody and all of that, man. You know, I have to give y'all a little shout for the Christmas spirit and all of that, man.
I was looking at Facebook.
And I was like, all the things late show is old. I got something to say. What's good with y'all, man?
What's up,
bro?
What's going on? Wow, I'm smiling from ear to ear in the studio. I'm telling you, you could probably sell me for the Joker right about now or buy me for 2 pennies because I am so elated. I'm at CK. Now we got, you know, Mr. Norfolk in the building. Who does that?
who does that? Now, let me ask a question, and your honor. Is it okay to be an adult and to be kidnapped? Can you be kidnapped as an adult,
yeah.
Al?
Kidnapped rules is in effect.
Okay, so let me ask another thing. Can a grown person have baby hair? That was a discussion yesterday we had. So that's an honor of Ask Al Anything. Can an adult have baby hair?
So what was the question?
The question is, can an adult have baby hair?
Baby hair.
It's like baby hair.
Only elder boys can have baby hair.
Okay. It can't be full grown. Like we were saying on set, I was on a movie set yesterday, and the stylist was saying, well, no, that's not any sweat. That's her baby hair. I'm like, that baby hair is full grown, and everybody bust out laughing. So I'm glad that you're, you know, on with us because I could ask Al anything. I said, no, that's a full grown man. That's
not
baby hair.
I think Prince got baby hair.
Well,
you say Prince
also walks around with his ass cheeks out, too, so I don't hey. Right. Yeah.
Only light-skinned dudes can have baby hair.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
waffle-colored people.
Okay. All right. Waffle. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I dug it. Okay. Well, this is awesome. Awesome. I am so, so elated. Wow, Mr. Norfolk, what you been doing? What you been up to?
Man, I recent job change, so I'm home a little earlier, so you know what I'm saying. I look forward to spending some time with y'all in the new year for the I Got Something to Say show. So,
that's real.
You know what I'm saying? Just still doing what I do, man, and just taking care of the fam and just, you know what I'm saying, just living life, man. Being blessed.
Wow, that is super, super awesome. Well, I just wanted to say thank you to, you know, yourself, CK, you know, to all of our other radio personalities that have joined us, and in particularly for this show, you know, because I'm the creator of the I Got Something to Say show, and my vision was expounded upon because of our illustrious leader, D. Slate, giving me the opportunity to have a platform. So for that, I am truly indebted, as well as yourself and CK, you know, and LEO and a couple of other people who started off with us initially. You will never go away. You always remain a family. And to come home, because this is the home for the holiday segment, so this is befitting. That's our mantra for now. So you got to be like, go, go, go. Okay, so that's pretty cool right there. I love that. I dug that. Because, you know, last year it was 7:55, so this year it's go, go, go. Right.
Oh, my God, 7:55,
So,
oh my,
you know,
God.
If you guys can just hang on in the studio, you know, we got a little bit of time left. Can you hang out with us for a few minutes?
Yeah, man, I just called because I got something to say, though. I do got something to say, though.
What you got to say?
All right, so we at the baby's Christmas play for the daycare the other day. Right. And the pastor, you know what I'm saying, evidently he didn't preach, you know what I'm saying, two sermons that day, and he got at 6 o'clock. But the play don't start at 5 o'clock. So the pastor gets up and says, hey, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and start this, you know what I'm saying. It's like, I heard the praise dancers ain't ready yet, so we're going to go ahead without the praise dancers. And I was like, wait a minute, you can't just skip over the babies. So I believe truly in my heart he's going to get punished for that, you know what I'm saying, because he's supposed to be the pastor, and he's going to rush the babies and skip over the babies. What y'all think about that?
Go, go, go. No.
Go.
No. Can't do that. Well, maybe, you know, he felt in his spirit that, we'll come back. I'm going to let that go. I'm coming. I'm scary.
What did you say?
Okay. Well, I think that did they perform? Were they able to perform?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The praise dancers came in at the last minute. You know what I'm saying? He was about to rush on without them, though. So, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. You can't skip over the babies. You're supposed to be the pastor. You got to be patient.
Right. So I guess in celebratory, I could probably say, you know how they say the program, the order is not necessarily what it is, or the order is subjected to change. There you have it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Miss Fabulous, on your radio. We got CK in the building. We got D. Slate in the building. And Mr. Norfolk is back home for the holidays. So we're going to keep things moving. I think we might run a tidbit into overtime, not too much, because we got to eat these double eggs up and finish off the Kool-Aid, and Ghetto Gourmet got to stop in for a few minutes and, you know, of course, play some more Christmas music and have our closing remarks, of course. So definitely you still have time, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. You can also join us by watch, tablet, telephone, smartphone, not so smart, you know, kind of intelligent, whatever your electronic device is categorized. We definitely want your input, and just let us know how you're doing and how you're feeling. You know, it's not what you get, it's the fact that we're all a gift in the present. I did that all by myself. So we're going to keep things moving. Bless you all, if you can hear me clap twice.
Clap,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going to go ahead and take another musical break. Right now we're going to bring a little bit of, no, I think we have, we may be subjected to, no, I think we're going to go ahead and take another little musical break. What do you think, D-Slate? Go ahead and get into some new music, and then we're going to probably have the presence of the Ghetto Gourmet. I think that's how it's going to go down. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we got some new music that is buzzing the 2013 charts, making a musical impact. Here's Eric Benet, and afterwards, music by Angie Stone. It's News for You by Eric Benet, and Do What You Gotta Do by my girl, Angie Stone. It is D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Mr. Norfolk, and CK on your radio. It is Blog Talk Radio, the Hour Show Radio Network, the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. Don't go nowhere. Keep a lock right here. We'll be right back. Let's go.
Ones are hard to find. Said you won't settle for less than your heart is asking. And life's too precious just to be wasting time. Disappointment is something that's so familiar. You get them hopes up high to watch them fall again. So you stop trying to find your one in a million, yeah. And the language of your love can't nobody comprehend.
Well, listen to this, I got news for you. Time for love.
We are back live. It is 53 minutes after the hour. We got a little bit of change in plan. Initially, we were going to play Angie Stone's new song for you, but we have arrived to the hour. We are coming to the close of the show. We're not going to extend it because we want to give our radio personalities an opportunity to go and be with their family and take care of last-minute things. So with that being said, my boss, D. Slate, he's on the line. He's in the studios with us, so I have to be careful in my choice of words. Hey, boss, go, go, go. So what we're going to do, go. That was Erin Benet's new song. Definitely, I love that jam. It's pretty hot, and we're going to continue to keep that in rotation. Yeah, news for you. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out with our last-minute commentary. It's been a delight and an honor and a blessing to have our brothers back home. I feel like we're back.
Absolutely.
You know, the group is, we're back. You know, it's kind of like the best man. You know, I'm Jordan, and who's going to be Lance? And, yeah, we'll figure that out after we get off, you know, the air. But nonetheless, closing remarks. CK, let's start off with you. Mr. Norfolk, D. Slate, and then yours truly.
Well, you know, it's always, you know, home is where it's always at. It's always good to come back home and to be with my family at Christmas time is always fun because we always get to laugh and joke and make fun of GB, you know. So it's great to be back home and look forward to more times at home for 2014 in the studio. And tomorrow, I think what I'm going to do, just to get a laugh, I'm going to start a riot at Walmart saying that Beyonce is cheaper at Target than it is at Walmart and get into it with a few people over at Xbox One. So just get a laugh. That's pretty much for me.
That's kind of cool. All right, Mr. Norfolk, what about you, sir? What's your comment?
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope your Christmas is as merry as mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm already gone. I gotta tell my people at Canon that, you know what I'm saying, I'm already gone. Bye. See you. I wanna say big up to my family, you know what I'm saying? My little son made all Beach honorable mention in his freshman year. Good job. My daughter's doing great work. My little son is doing great work. And my wife, she's always doing great work. So I got to big up the people that make
no doubt. No doubt.
She's going to kill you for saying Joe. But yeah, I got to big up the people that made me stronger. So, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for supporting me. And, hey, I look for y'all in the new year.
Absolutely, absolutely. D. Slate?
I just want to say I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. Don't worry, the Ghetto Gourmet will be back for our pre-New Year show, so just get ready for them because we got some for you guys. Understand. Bucky the Angry, PJ. Bucky, PJ, Angry, and Turper, he'll be back as well. So being as angry as ever. And I just want to say, I wanted to send a shout-out. I forgot to mention when we mentioned the host. My brothers at a Tuesday spot, LEO and A-Town for the Tuesday spot. I definitely forgot to mention my brothers. But, again, just keep tuning in to the DL Radio Network. You never know how it's going to go down for 2014. We've got a lot of great shows coming. So just be on the lookout for it. And you guys have a wonderful and safe holiday.
Thank you. And I want to make my remarks very, very brief. For CK and Mr. Norfolk, you all being here today, or tonight rather, in the studio with us, I mean, it just felt great, like old times. And I just wanted to say you have truly, truly made my holiday special. You know, D-Slay, you know, you have been giving the world an enormous talent of your time and your effortless, relentless time and effort to make this work, and it is a sentiment to you and a salute to you, and I'm looking forward to 2014 being bigger and better and, you know, definitely for great things. For everyone who's been rocking with the I've Got Something to Say radio show, next month will be 2 years, my born day month, So definitely looking forward to that. To anyone that's in the struggle, to everyone who's having difficulties or challenges this holiday season, understand the operative word is season. Remember the reason for the season, and it's going to be better days. And you just have to remember to steadfast and just move in the direction of forwardness and positivity. And just to everyone, we want you to have a safe and wonderful holiday. Enjoy your family and friends, because life is not promised to minute or to tomorrow. So with that being said, we're going to have a solid night. Rest in peace to my father, of course, and to my father, to our worship. Definitely, I thank you for all that I have and all that I am. And we want you all to be just the best that you can. Continue to support us, and we'll be back for 2014 bigger and better as always. So Mr. Norfolk, CK, Deep Slate, and yours truly, Miss Fabulous, from our family to yours, happy holidays. And we're going to leave you with a little bit of Silent Night. God bless you all. Good night, and go, go, go.
Go.
Peace. Go.
For the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I'm
by the fireplace, oh, watching the gleaming tree. If I had one wish.
Temptations.